On Friday, the Food and Drug Administration ended their 10-day pause on use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, which came about after 6 women developed blood clots after taking it. The rare but serious side effect has created unease around the single-shot vaccine, but experts say the risk of developing blood clots from it is extremely low. I spoke with Dr. Michael Hoag, Dean of the Loma Linda University School of Pharmacy. Here he is.
The incidence of blood clots associated in near time to administration of the J&J vaccine is very, very low. It's a rare occurrence, approximately 1 in 1 million cases. So that's a very low incidence. The rate of, to put it into perspective, the rate of COVID infection actually causing blood clots is many, many times higher. You're talking about as many as 100 or more cases per 100,000. So, you know, blood clots occur very commonly with COVID infection and are a pretty big risk associated with the infection itself. This risk we see with potential risk with vaccine is extremely small.
Hoag says if you've gotten the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, try not to worry about blood clots, but do seek medical attention if you feel certain symptoms.
Listen to your body. This is a very rare blood clot. But if you have a headache that is more than just your typical headache, coupled with stomach pain or vomiting and nausea, or you feel dizzy, or you seem as though you're not able to think straight, or there's some other weakness that you feel like you're having, similar to having a stroke. If you feel that you're having weakness on either side, then seek medical attention immediately. Those could be serious consequences of a stroke or symptoms that you might have a blood clot. Again, I think people just need to listen closely to their bodies. It's highly unlikely it could happen, but it's also not something that you need to worry day in and day out about. Just listen to your body.
Hoag says if you're still not vaccinated and are concerned about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, there are other options, though the J&J vaccine is plenty safe.
The main thing here is that consumers need to understand that we've got 3 vaccines on the market and we do have choices. And, you know, if you're concerned, you know, I would certainly seek out the vaccine that you personally feel most comfortable about. The 2 mRNA vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna are extremely safe. We've given almost 200 million doses of those 2 vaccines, just the 2 of them in the United States. Plus, they've been used globally. They're very safe vaccines. Their efficacy is remarkably good. I mean, it's very rare that we've ever had a vaccine in the United States that has over 90% effectiveness at preventing an infection. But yet, that's what we see with the mRNA vaccines. So they're great vaccines. I think the most important message your listeners need to hear is that we need every adult American to get vaccinated, because that's how we stop this pandemic. If you're vaccinated and you have antibody titers to fight off COVID, then we would not have these variants that would circulate. There wouldn't be a host for those variants to be able to develop in. So this is the way we shut down the variants. It's the way we shut down the pandemic. Get vaccinated.
Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.